Welcome to Echoes from the Empire.
Welcome to BBC World News on Friday, the 2nd of July, 1955. Today we are at Ndium Central School, a missionary school in Nigeria. We have the possibility to interview Michael Obi, the head teacher. Hello, Mr. Obi. Nice to meet you. Tell us something about your time at the missionary school.
Hello. Nice to meet you too. Let me think about where I should start. The first goal I wanted to reach at my new school was to turn the school grounds into a place of beauty. My wife, Nancy Obi, helped me create a new schoolyard that should symbolize progress and beauty. I had received a Western education, and so I wanted to abolish ancestral beliefs in this village. But the new schoolyard was crossed by an old woman walking on an old footpath and destroying what we had done. For me, this old footpath symbolized the backwardness of the village community. So I decided to put up a fence to close this path.
Was this really the only reason?
No, I also did it because I didn't want to make a bad impression on the government education officer, who wanted to come and see the situation at our school. 3 days later, I met the village priest, who explained the importance of the path and the relationship to animist beliefs, and he said that the old path that crossed the schoolyard was not only the only way for the tribe to communicate with the dead, but that it was also the way for newborn babies to come to earth. Since I saw and still see it as my duty to abolish such Freudian beliefs, I decided to keep this path closed.
Weren't there any protests from the villagers?
Of course, there were complications. 2 days later, my fence was destroyed. Flowers and hedges were torn down and trampled down. Also, a school building was torn down.
I heard from a young woman who died in childbirth. Do you think there is any relation between that and your destroyed fence?
Some people would argue this way, to present me as the scapegoat. But we both know that this belief makes no sense.
What would you say? Which mistake did you make?
I think my fault was that my educational goals did not stop with the beautification of the schoolyard, but that I disrespected the villagers. I might have underestimated the importance of traditional beliefs. However, the village priest might have a different opinion.
Would you say that there are any complications for you now?
The government education officer visited the school and saw it in this miserable state and gave me a bad report. He didn't take the circumstances into account. He said the tribal war situation developing between the school and the village, arising in part from the misguided zeal of the new headmaster. That's all I can say.
Thanks, Mr. Obi, for this interview. For the future, I wish you the best.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Now I'm in the village and have the chance to speak with the village priest. Hello, I'm from BBC and I talked with Michael Obi this afternoon. I asked him about the problems considering his new school policy. In your opinion, what was his mistake?
It is very easy and clear. What Obi considers enlightenment is blasphemy for the villagers. We always say, let the hawk perch and let the eagle perch. These words mean that you should let others believe in what they want to believe, even if you do not agree.
But do you really think that this was Obi's only mistake?
Perhaps it was a well-intentioned concept, but he destroyed it himself with his exaggerated zeal. I would never say, though, that Obi has only bad qualities, like his intolerance. He has, without doubt, good qualities as well, like his wish for education or creativity. That, as far as I know, come from his own education in a missionary school. If he learns from his faults, he deserves a second chance.
Thank you for this opinion.
Thanks for listening to Echoes from the Empire.